Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. A quick update for you. Today is the 22nd of April 2020 and around 1:30 p.m. For the last number of hours, I've been watching live Parliament live streaming and the introduction of COVID-19 amendment bills, etc., which include the long-awaited Queensland tenancy law changes. Now, I've updated my running blog for you, realestateexcellence.com.au, and I've shared with you the actual draft act amendment to allow for what I thought would happen, which is the regulations. Now, just on a political parliamentary point of view, as most of you listening to me would know, in Queensland currently we have a majority Labor government, which basically means, as a quick, I guess, example, that whatever is put into parliament is passed because they have the numbers. LNP, as an opposition in Queensland, do not have the numbers to oppose or restrict. And as I posted a number of times in recent weeks, that it would take an extraordinary move of a Labor member to cross the floor, which means vote against their own party, in order to stop any proposed Labor government changes to law. And that was particularly, it's very unusual for a sitting government to have an opposing sitting member of their own party. But particularly in Queensland, we have an election coming up in October in 2020. So alas, a quick update. I've got the draft act amendments. I've also got the regulations, which I'm not releasing publicly until it's passed. And that's in good faith and in the best interest of the industry for now. And I've received those in confidence. Basically, the regulations, which is really the detail, and for many of you listening who attend my education and training, that's the Queen and Prince Charles. So the Prince Charles, which is normally the detail when the Queen, the Act, refers to the regulation, is always the detail. Now, the regulations are 63 pages long, and I've been reviewing, but I won't make any opinion or judgment yet until it's passed. There's a lot there, but the world won't end. We'll deal with it, and more information will come to hand once it's passed. Once it's passed, it's got to receive royal assent, which basically means confirming passing, and then a commencement date. I've got no doubt, and no doubt it's probably in this raft of massive paperwork I have in front of me, there'll be a back date. So I'm onto it, Real Estate Excellence members, and you know that I'll only email members when I know that there's confirmed information and fact, plus Property Management Excellence, PME system members. Remember, I'm doing a special chapter of the PME manual, a coronavirus COVID-19 amendment chapter, and you know what I'll be doing in the coming hours, days, more, working on that for you. realestateexcellence.com.au has the information in relation to what I know and what's happened in Parliament. I've actually stopped watching the live sitting now because the opposition of the LNP, I'm going to say understandably, but a couple of things have happened. The opposition has said they will not oppose the COVID-19 Emergency Response Bill of 2020, which includes the tenancy law information. What's the point, I guess, because they don't have the numbers. I guess they know more than I. In further to that, and secondly, Jackie Trad, the Treasurer, moved a motion in Parliament and there was a division and vote that the debate will only be 3 hours long. It's just so unusual, I cannot say any more. And again, Labor government have the numbers. So the Labor government asked only for a three-hour debate of emergency COVID-19 bill, which includes tenancy laws, and they won that vote. Check my running blog, again, realestateexcellence.com.au. You'll find the public blog there, which you're welcome to share. And members, you know where I am and what I'll be doing for you, and I'll email you once I've got confirmed fact for you. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.